Hey, welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so glad you've joined me today on this Monday morning as we continue our series on advanced spiritual warfare. Wow, such an important topic, especially in the day and hour in which you and I live. Just so much falsehood and demonic activity and lies and deceptions going on in our world. We really need to understand about spiritual warfare. And today, our topic is going to be the gift of discerning of spirits. Yeah, we'll be reading about that in 1 Corinthians 12:10. But let me just share a story from about 47 years ago. Sue and I had just been married a few months. She had graduated from Bible school in Texas. We had married. We spent some time in Texas, and then we headed up to her hometown in St. John, New Brunswick, and we were staying with her family. Now, I'm new to everything, and during this time, I remember her father had a very hacking cough, just continually coughing, and it seemed day and night, and this had gone on for 2 or 3 days, and there was something irritable about it. And I remember her mom saying, "George, what is wrong with you?" And so on. And but anyway, this one morning, Sue has already gone out. You know, they had a bedroom that they let us use. And I'm there kneeling by the bed this particular morning. And I'm just having my quiet time talking to God. And I'm hearing my father-in-law, George Stubbs, hearing him coughing, hacking, coughing in the other room. And again, this has been going on for 2 or 3 days. And as I'm there just quietly talking to the Lord, I hear these words down in my spirit, down in my heart. I hear these words, and I immediately recognize it as being from the Holy Spirit. And the words were, "That is a spirit." Talking about his coughing, that is a spirit. In other words, it's not just a cold, it's not just a flu bug. That is a spirit. Wow. So this is, in other words, it's something that chloroseptics and cough syrup is not going to deal with. So I'm kneeling there by the bed, and so just quietly, under my breath, in a whisper, I speak to that spirit because I heard God say, "That is a spirit." So I said something like this, "You foul spirit. Spirit that is attacking George and causing him to cough, I command you to desist and leave and get out, depart from him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, what happened next astounded me, because once I spoke those words, then I kept listening for the next cough. I kept listening, That was the end of it. The coughing was gone. Of course, he later, a few months after that, gave his heart and life to Jesus in his 70s. But you see, that was you could just say God spoke to me, but it was what the Bible calls discerning of spirits. Now, this gift can work in various ways, but you see, it was revealed to me. I discerned that there was a spirit behind that ongoing hacking cough. Now, every cough is not caused by a demon. We don't need to go there. Many coughs, they're just caused by cold or flu or whatever. And yes, we need to pray. We need to rebuke it, but we'll probably have to deal with it on a natural level. But when it's purely a spiritual attack, we have to deal with it on a spiritual level. Now, let me just read to you the verse I wanted to read. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is about spiritual gifts. And from verse 7 down through verse 11, it talks about Paul lists nine spiritual gifts. Now, these are not human talents. These are supernatural manifestations of the Holy Spirit that come forth. They come forth by the Holy Spirit. They are not gifts in the sense of something that we carry around with us and operate at our initiative. No, it's very clear. Maybe out of this, we will do a more complete teaching on these spiritual gifts. But suffice it to say for today These are manifestations. Paul makes clear in this passage, in this whole area of teaching in chapter 12, that these are manifestations that come forth at the Spirit's prerogative, as the Spirit wills. In other words, we can't go around operating these at our own initiative. They come forth as the Spirit wills. And so in verse 10, he's talking about the spiritual gifts, and he says, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits. Now, again, this is a supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit that comes forth for a special time and a special purpose. And the word discerning there is the Greek word, it's the word that Paul used, diokresis. And it means to distinguish, to discriminate, to judge, to evaluate. And what this gift is, it is the Holy Spirit giving you the supernatural ability to discern and to distinguish what is happening in a particular situation. Wow. And there are many diseases that are direct attacks of Satan. We see this in the ministry of Jesus, that so often when he's dealing with the sick and afflicted, I think of the Luke chapter, I believe it's 13, where the woman was bent over for 18 years. And Jesus referred to her as being bound by Satan, because when the religious authorities complained about him healing her on the Sabbath day, Jesus said, well, hey, which one of you, if your oxen, you go to your barn and you let him out to pasture on the Sabbath day? And he said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be loosed? He said, whom Satan has bound these 14 years, be loosed from this. And so discerning of spirits is very important, especially in the day and time which we live. And I pray, God, give your people discerning of spirits. I pray for each person who is listening to this today. You see, let me just elaborate just a little bit more here. In the situation, personal experience I just shared, the Holy Spirit revealed that it was a spirit, a demonic spirit, that was behind and causing that coughing. Now, the Holy Spirit can also tell you, if it's necessary, what kind of spirit is working in different situations. And so I'm going to pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, somebody listening to this, they need to experience a supernatural manifestation of your Spirit, giving them the supernatural ability to discern what they are up against, what they are facing. Is it a spirit? Is it something natural? Is it a human thing? Or is it a spirit? God, help them to discern. Give them supernatural ability. Let the gift of discerning of spirits flow forth and be manifest in and through your people today, enabling them to overcome, to identify and overcome every situation they are facing. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Hey, this is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt podcast. If you'd like to read more along this line of what we're talking about today, hey, get my book, Prophets and Prophecy. I go into great detail in that book. It's well over 100 pages, but about discerning and about the gifts of the Spirit, and about the gift of prophecy, and about discerning true and false prophecies, and about false prophetic spirits, and so on. So that's the book, Prophets and Prophecy. It's at my website, eddiehyatt.com, also on Amazon. And check out our website, eddiehyatt.com, and there's all kinds of resources there, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless you.